try to leave. Secrets holding on to me, I won't go. This man you see, he's not what he's supposed to be. Oh no, you just don't know.
Mitch Albom is a best-selling author, screenwriter, playwright, and nationally syndicated columnist. He is the author of 6 consecutive number one New York Times bestsellers, including Tuesdays with Maury, the best-selling memoir of all time. His new novel is The Magic Strings of Frankie Presto. It is published by Harper, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mitch Albom to the roundtable this morning. Mitch, thank you very much for being with us. Great pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Joe. Good to talk to you.
How did this particular novel come about?
Well, I'd been a musician before I was a writer, and that had always sort of been my dream. And so I know a decent amount about music. I've moved in the world of music. And then when I became a writer, when music kind of flopped for me, I think I just sort of put it off in a corner in terms of ever writing about it. I guess I just felt like I shouldn't mix the worlds. And so it was 30-plus years. I never had a character in any of my novels that was even a musician, let alone a whole story about it. And then, I think somewhere along the line, the passion for music and the relatability started to surge in me. And I had this idea that, everybody joins a band in life in some way or another. Some of them play music, but we're all connected in these different bands. And having been in many actual musical bands in my life, I sort of realized that the way a music band works is kind of the way all those connections in life work, whether it be your family or your workplace or your friends or whatever. There's always someone who's kind of the lead singer and someone who holds the beat with the drums and the responsible rhythm guitar player and the lead solo guitar player who takes off on it. And I started to explore this concept and invented this character, Frankie Presto, who's like the greatest musician to ever walk the planet, and it took off from there.
So let's talk a little bit about Frankie Presto. As we read in the book, he's an icon, as you say. He's the greatest guitar player on the earth. And has a fascinating backstory, being born in this burning church and abandoned.
Right. He's an orphan, and that plays an important part in the book and in my life as well, because I have an orphanage that I operate, and so I deal a lot with that issue. His mother dies the night that he's born in a burning church, and the last thing she does is hum a song into his ear, and that song stays with him sort of the rest of his life. And he's then raised by an assortment of characters. He's raised by the nun who pulls him out of the burning church, and then he's thrown into a river, and he's almost drowns, and he's picked up by a man who happened to be in the woods, and he raises him for a while until he goes off to jail, and then a blind guitar teacher raises him for a while until he can't anymore and sends him to America in the bottom of a boat with a magic guitar and 6 strings. And these 6 strings will enable Frankie at some point in his life to change people's lives. And every time he changes a life, the string turns blue, and he gets sort of 6 opportunities to change 6 lives. And you sort of see over the course of the 20th century musical landscape how he chooses to use his talent and how he chooses to change lives with his talent. And, of course, it's a metaphor for how we all sort of affect each other with our talents and our abilities. Meanwhile, it's a very entertaining ride because he's fictional, but almost everything else in the book is real.
The book is broken up into 6 parts, each indicating one of these strings, if you will. What was it like in the creation to figure out how you were going to use these magic strings?
Well, once I decided that he would sort of be like Forrest Gump or Zelig and just sort of drop into the real world, and once I chose my narrator character, which is the voice of music itself, so the book isn't narrated by an omniscient third-party narrator. It's not narrated by a first person. It's narrated by music. So music gets to brag about its greatest creation. Music says, this was my child. You know, he took more of me when he came into the world than any of you. And he comes, actually, the book begins at his funeral because he comes to take the talent out of Frankie Presto, who's finally died, and put it into the souls of newborn babies, you know, which is how talent works in the book. So once I sort of had these two things, then it just became, honestly, a bit of a personal research slash fantasy effort of every piece of music I've ever been interested in or every musician to see if I could sort of weave Frankie Presto's life through them and then have him use these strings at different points in his life. So, for example, he comes to America on a boat with Django Reinhardt, the great gypsy jazz guitar player, and he's only 10 years old. He translates for him. Then he travels around with Duke Ellington's band. Then he's down in New Orleans, and he helps Little Richard find his sound. And he's in Nashville, and he works at a car lot where Hank Williams comes in and buys the car that he eventually dies in and meets Frankie and influences him. He gets into Elvis Presley's band and he's a backup, the guitar player, and then he ends up substituting for Elvis one night when Elvis can't make it and nobody knows that it's not Elvis. He's the world's first Elvis impersonator. So it was sort of like a lot of my own kind of fantasies and interests in different levels of music and different musicians to insert Frankie into those places and then see if the opportunity came up for him to exercise his sort of gifted power of changing people's lives with his strings.
Because the musicians that you just mentioned are fascinating, and the ones that you didn't mention are fascinating. Tony Bennett, Wynton Marsalis, Lyle Lovett, all fascinating, unique musicians.
I also have been blessed to get to know many of them over the years, and so I contacted all those people that you just mentioned, and a number more, Ingrid Michaelson, Roger McGuinn, who founded the Byrds, Darlene Love, you know, for the Phil Spector records. And I asked them, I said, listen, I'm doing this novel about music and this magical character. Could I write in your voice for a few pages of the book, have you attend his funeral, and then tell a story about the time that you met Frankie? And each of them was so delightful to work with and so happy to be included in a novel, because I think there's a little bit of that, like, musicians want to be writers, writers want to be musicians, everybody wants to sort of be in everybody else's field. And so when I sent them back their stories, to a person, they all not only, you know, approved and loved them, many of them went out and actually recorded their own stories for the audiobook. So Paul Stanley from Kiss, his voice is on my audiobook telling his encounter with Frankie Presto. Ingrid Michaelson, her voice is on my audiobook telling her story about when she accidentally took lessons from him in a guitar store in Staten Island and didn't know it was him. And Paul Stanley talks about the time that he walked into an audition of Frankie Presto. The great Frankie Presto was trying to get into Kiss. And it turns out he was only trying to audition for Kiss because he had a daughter, and the daughter loved Kiss, and he thought, well, he wanted to do something for his daughter. When he found out they weren't wearing the makeup anymore, he wasn't interested in being in the band. So there's all these little episodes, and all these musicians participated in the book. They even ended up participating in a soundtrack we created from the book of the fictional songs that Frankie Presto recorded that they ended up writing and recording themselves. And now there are videos on the internet where you can see many of the people that you mentioned telling stories about Frankie Presto as if he were real. Wynton Marsalis tells a beautiful story about meeting him in a monastery in Spain. And
I could see a mysterious looking building up on a hill. I asked my man, what is this building? He says, a monastery. Let's go up and check it out. I was walking around, and the normal retinue of characters that you would expect to see. But then I saw a musician, a guitar player, Frankie Presto. Damn, man, what is this guy doing here?
He ends up helping him get home, and he tells a story as if he was just remembering it yesterday. He tears up. Except it's a totally fictional story, you know, that I invented for the book. So we blur the lines between reality and fiction. But, you know, music is magical that way, and I think it sort of suits the genre.
You mentioned Roger McGuinn. You were in the Rock Bottom Remainders with Roger McGuinn.
Still am.
Yes. Is the group still together?
That band will never break up. It just goes on and on and on.
How much of a kick is it to be, this is Amy Tan, Stephen King, Dave Barry, yourself, Scott Turow, Greg Iles, Who am I forgetting?
Ridley Pearson.
Ridley Pearson.
Roy Blunt Jr., James McBride. It's there's an auxiliary part of the band that basically, if you have a driver's license, you can be in the Rock Bottom Remainder. So you probably don't have enough time to list everybody.
And I assume that's been a kick for you because it's a real band and you perform big venues and it seems like it would just be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. We're not very good, but it's a lot of fun. As bands go, we're very punctual. And that's about the best you could say about us. If we say 8 o'clock, we're on stage at 8 o'clock. But other than that, we play oldies rock and roll. And some of us actually have some background in music, and other ones have none and couldn't carry a tune if it fit in the palm of their hand. But it's fun. We raise money for literacy. You know, nobody's fooling anybody about profits. And you know, it is, no matter what band. I mean, that's a band. Like I said, everybody's in a band in life. Well, that's not only a band, but it's also a band of like kind people. These are all authors, people who write for a living, who recognize this incredible, unique pull of music that even though these are, I mean, you know, Amy Tan, Stephen King, these are people who are as accomplished as you can get in the writing world, but there's some lore of being in a musical performance with people that you like that you can't create anywhere else. And I've always said that about music. The thing I loved about music so much is that I could never find the thrill of playing music or playing it on stage with somebody that you know that you don't even have to talk to and you just kind of look at it, roll your eyes, and they do something and you do something and it comes out together, syncopated. You can't get that anywhere else. There's just no other walk of life that can create that.
So when you're out on that stage and you're performing and because of its concept, the crowd is just going wild because there's this amazing group of talented writers on that stage. Do you feel like a rock star?
No, but there was a time when Bruce Springsteen came and played with us that I basked in the nearby glow of what it feels like to be a rock star. Because when we announced that it was him, the whole place, I mean, there were 1,000 people. It's a little club in Los Angeles, and there was 1,000 people to begin with, but it suddenly sounded like 10,000, and they all seemed to be on the stage with us, and their eyes were bugging out of their head, and they were screaming, and they were delirious, and of course, it wasn't for any of us, it was for Bruce Springsteen, but when you're 5 feet away from him, you know, you kind of can, you catch a little of it. It's like getting hit with a sprinkler. You know, the sprinkler's meant for the lawn, but you get some of it too. And so, yeah, I got to feel what that was like, but not because of me or us. We don't fit in that category.
As you say in the novel, all humans are musical. And this really lets you explore that in the novel.
Yeah, in fact, the line that comes after that is all humans are musical. Why else would the Lord give you a beating heart? And I believe that that's true, and I believe that we can all relate through music, and everybody has a song or something. You can take two people on the opposite sides of the world, opposite ethnicities, opposite socioeconomic backgrounds, politics, no matter what it is, and you put them together in a room with nothing in common, and you play, I don't know, She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah by the Beatles, and they'll both start tapping their feet. And so there is something that's very universal about music, and I used it as a metaphor for, you know, sort of the universality of our own humanity and how we connect with people. So that, you know, ever since I wrote the book Tuesdays with Maury, I've had people actually come up to me and say the sentence, that book changed my life. And I think the first 100 times I heard that, I kind of internally said, that can't be serious. I mean, it's a book. How does a book change your life? But you hear it so often and you talk to enough people and you realize art and talent can change people's lives. Not, you know, it's not a total overhaul, but if you make somebody think differently about something, if you influence them to do something instead of something else, if you're a performer and your performance inspires somebody that says, I want to do that, you have changed their life. They have now gone in that direction. You have a blue string, like Frankie Presto has, you know, you to play. And it's not always music. It could be whatever your talent is. You write something and change someone's life. If you're talented as a nurse and you affect somebody that way, and you know they come out of the hospital and they say, you know what, I want to do what that nurse did for a living, and that's what I'm going to follow. Whatever your particular talents are, you can inspire people, and that's sort of the larger picture metaphor that's behind the magic strings of Frankie Presto.
Well, the name of the new novel is The Magic Strings of Frankie Presto. It is published by Harper. Mitch Albom, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Joe. Anytime you want to join the Rock Bottom Remainers, just bring your driver's license.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the invitation.
One, two.
Again, it's The Magic Strings of Frankie Presto, published by Harper. Mitch Albom is the author. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Bye.